With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
95.7 The Game, live and local. Now, it's Zachariah and the Guru.
Oh, yes. You're all welcome, listeners, and thank you for listening. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game. 1 hour in the books. That means three to go. Chances our fantastic board op, B-Money,
with the fresh beer,
has the proper lining for the fourth hour, because there's been a couple of weekends
100%.
That's been an issue. I got my questions.
No, he's the first board op that got me drops 100%.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Saturday night. Yes. I had none of it till B Money got into the house.
Since he buttered your biscuit, now.
Biscuits.
Now you have caught. I think there's zero chance he has the fourth hour programmed in.
I'm just 100% sure.
I'm sure you would. Coming up next, your phone calls. Osweiler. A caller called him Rockweiler. In Denver, where the weed is legal, Guru.
Amazing that California doesn't behind the times.
Huh? I think there's a reason behind that. We can get into that on a different show.
Well, people don't care in Cali. It's legal in Cali anyway. Because
they don't.
I was just walking up here. Yeah, and they were getting high.
They don't. So coming up next, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah 95.7 The Game. Guru, for me, and look, I know you went out on a very bold prediction and said that the Raiders were going to make the playoffs. Now, based on their losses, I think that that was a very smart prediction to make. I mean, they lost very close games to the Bears, to the Broncos, to the Steelers, to
the Vikings.
The Vikings, to the Lions, to the Chiefs.
How many is that?
There's all games where if different things had gone different ways, now it changed game to game.
Kansas City?
But I don't think you were crazy to make that prediction, because this team has shown the talent. And for all those people, and I'm talking about Towny, who don't care about
Uncle
how...
Towny.
He doesn't care about how they lose. And I'm like, that's crazy to me. If I play you one-on-one in basketball to 21, and I lose 21-19... That's a lot different than
that's an L.
It's a lot different than if you beat me 21-2, though. Are you going to disagree with that?
Where do you put, what column is that's a lot different except your mind?
Not a column except for reality.
There's a win and loss, Zach.
Except for projecting into the next year. If you beat me 21-2, you clobbered me. I'm embarrassed. I don't want to play you again. If you beat me 21-19, I believe I will beat you the next time
we
play.
Well, in pro sports, buddy, unfortunately, it's about wins or losses. It's not about almost in, you did a great job competing. Hey, I'm here. We didn't get the W's, but we played damn good.
You're
going to
do the grandpa explanation of close is only important. Horseshoes
Helen
and hand
Keller,
grenades.
Helen Keller can see this
don't
team
use
is
my
at.
Thing.
I use that in a lucky break.
I did the blind thing on the coaching.
They didn't give a name. All right, Ray Charles. Anyway, Zach,
no
listen.
Difference for you. 21-19.
There's none. It's an L or a win.
You're
and
crazy.
I got a problem with
you
the coaching staff this
mind.
Year. And are you having the funeral right now for my playoff prediction?
Yeah, they're done.
Like
they're
it.
Done.
Zach, stop.
I told you
they're
they were
too
done.
Back with four to play.
I told you they were done in week four
they're
when they lost
tenth
to the
seed
Bears.
Right now.
No.
And 1 week in the NFL's like 10 weeks.
Playoffs were bye-bye when they lost in week four.
Are you?
Bye-bye. You cannot lose to the Bears. I don't care if it was on the road. You can't lose to the Bears and expect to make the playoffs. Then
The Packers lost to the Bears and the Lions, Green Bay.
You coupled that by losing to the Broncos at home. Then you beat the Chargers. You beat the Jets. Congratulations.
You lost to the
Steelers, Vikings, Lions.
Oof.
It ended in Chicago, though. You needed to win that game. Even if they had won that game, which they should have won. If they had been a little bit more aggressive on offense, they would have won that game.
If they went out,
can you go
they're
back
9
to explaining
seven.
To me how 21-19 is the same as 21-2?
No.
I need to hear that.
For your morale. But nobody gives a damn about your morale. The win column is the win column, and then there's one more column. It's an L. It's win or losses, Zach. It ain't about, oh, we played them close. You get no merit for that.
Aren't we in the business of analyzing? Isn't that what we're paid to do?
And are you asking me?
Yes.
Okay. So with this theme,
just asking you a yes or no question.
Yeah, I analyze, why is this continuously happening?
Not what I asked.
I go to the coaching staff.
Not what I asked. Are we in the business of analyzing wins and losses?
Yes, Zachariah, okay. We are.
So shouldn't we analyze a 21-2 loss differently than 21-19?
Yes.
Okay.
And if that keeps happening, do we have a problem, or are you okay if it's 21-20?
I'm being told by the 21-20 or 21-19 that we're a lot closer to winning 21-20 or 21-19.
Says who? There's no guarantee
the outcome of the game.
So
you have a better roster.
Okay,
they're better than last year.
So you play to win.
Do you remember the Rams game last year when they lost 42-0?
That was one game, Zach, and it was
a
bad
coaching
staff.
There was other games where they got blown out.
So is there a Groupon that I don't know about that the Raiders have next season?
You're bad for my blood pressure.
Week 1 through week 5, that if they're in a close game, it's 100% guaranteed they're going to pull it out, because the year before they didn't pull it out. There's no guarantees, Zach.
You learn from losing.
Okay, I get that.
Okay,
but
so
there's it's not 100% they're going to get the W next year. This could go on. This could be a theme of Jack Del Rio's tenure as Raider head coach. I'm not happy with it, but it sounds like you are. Progress is win or lose. And he's doing the same thing that Dennis Allen basically did, because we're, look at the record.
What say you, Raider Nation? 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. We are Twitter friendly. He is at Triple D Guru, DDDGURU. I'm at Zach Sports, ZAK Sports. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah on your airwaves, talking silver and black football on 95.7 The Game. Guru, I do not have.
Can you make points? I see where you're going, but it's not good enough.
Okay. I am okay with you having the standard of win or loss. I'm not saying that you come home with a D plus and I'm okay with it. I do want to know how you got that D plus. If you had a 69.
I missed a lot of questions.
Well, obviously. No, but actually, here's the difference. If a 90% is winning, Guru, if a 90% is winning and you got an 89%, which was losing, that's more important to me than if you got a 59%, because it shows that you were a lot closer to winning. The Raiders are a lot closer to winning now than they've ever been.
I mean,
and
real close.
If you're a Raiders fan and you're doing anything other than sitting back and enjoying this, you're kidding yourself. You're kidding yourself.
So
I was drunk.
So, well, will you admit
Papa's not drunk one day.
That each owner is individually, they're different. They have different standards.
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm about to tell you, Bob Kraft, he might look at this Raider, these losses, and say, you know what? Just like you, damn it, we were close. It's progress. And there's some other owners, Zach, that are like, why do we keep losing these close games?
Okay, where are
it's
you
not
going?
Good enough.
Where are you going?
So it's up to the individual to define if Mr. Mark Davis is, if this is satisfactory toward, for him. It's his team. We don't know. You're saying to yourselves on Saturday night, it's okay. I see the progress, but Mark Davis might be pissed off right now because his team is throwing away wins in the fourth quarter.
He'd be an idiot to not recognize that it takes time to learn how to win. You and I sucked.
Del Rio was under 500 at his last stop. Was he or was he not? I'm just throwing that.
In Jacksonville.
Oh, it don't matter where it was.
Tupac would be under 500 in Jacksonville. Jesus Christ would be under 500 in Jacksonville.
That's great.
God bless.
That's great, but
if Mark Davis doesn't see where he came from, you want to talk about Drake started from the bottom, now we're here. The fact that we're even arguing about playoffs is something that is unheard of. We're talking about a team that hasn't been over 500 in 12 years.
So when you got done watching that Kansas City game and they essentially threw it away, you just say it's growing pains. You go Maggie and Jay.
The Cincy game?
No, the Kansas City game last week.
Oh, no. I mean, Derek Carr was terrible. I expect that out of a second-year quarterback. I'm also very thrilled for Raiders fans, which I am not. I am thrilled for Raiders fans that they even have a guy.
I think that hurts more, the fact that they're this damn close this soon.
Because you're crazy. And I feel bad for your kids. Your kids come home with the 89 and you are grilling them about the 97.
Not at all.
No. You're like, where's the 97 at? The 89's no good. It's a B+, but it's not an A, and that's not winning.
It's so far from that, because that's a great analogy, but Zach, it's different than what we're... This team is blowing games. We've counted five games. It might be six now.
You've taken at least 6 months off of my life just in this segment. Just this segment alone.
What's happened? Vice versa.
I'm going to die 6 months before I should because of this segment. You're raising my blood pressure.
So, can I just ask you, before you get to the calls, can I ask you a quick question? Would you give Jack Del Rio an A- so far in his tenure?
That sounds about
right. Does the record have anything to do with how you grade him?
Lower. B+.
And the record has nothing to do with...
Of course it does. If his record was better, I'd give him a better grade.
And the fact that they're losing close games means that it's not the players.
That's terrible. But it is the guys learning how to win. You're dealing with a second-year quarterback, a rookie wide receiver, Crabtree, who's just coming over from San Francisco, a rookie tight end, the offensive line that's barely learning how to learn together, a 60-year-old safety, a bunch of rookie misplaced quarterbacks.
But for four quarters, it's jelly.
I'm taking crazy pills.
I do feel you should just loop that. That's what I want for my statement to be for the rest of the show.
That's how I feel.
I'm going to talk a lot softer.
I wish you were my parent. Hey, Dad, I got a 69. All right, let's go get your new car, son.
You're calling the 69 an 89. Anyways, I'm going to calm down. We're going to take your calls. 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. Text line is 95795. I ate black food. Okay. I don't know why we dropped
You did
these.
At my house. When you came to my house, you had some.
They cut it up, though, man. They cut it up and just place it wherever they want.
Wow.
Yeah, wow is right. We'll take your phone calls. We'll get back into this next. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game.
You're listening to the Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, man. I need a Xanax, man.
Drugs are bad.
No, I mean, not necessarily always. Like right now, I really need one. Our off-the-air conversation was probably 12 times what you've already heard, and you're probably already tired of us yelling. We're going to try to do less yelling. Welcome back, Bay Area 95.7 The Game, alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson. I am Zachariah. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Raj Sharan of ESPNDenver.com will join us to talk a little Broncos Raiders game that's coming up in Mile High. I'm a little bit worried about this game.
Mile High, get it?
Because the weed's legal?
Yeah,
I did get it. We'll take your phone calls. 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. To kind of dumb down and simplify what Guru and my argument has been is a question of how you assess this team, how you see their goods and their bads, and whether or not just for you, it's the win-loss record. Now, for me, losing close games to the Bears, to the Broncos.
Ooh, it's bothering me. You keep going.
To the Steelers, to the Vikings, to the Lions, to the Chiefs.
Oh.
Losing close games there says to me that you are closer to winning than last year when you were getting blown out. And for Guru and other people on these airwaves, it's about the win-loss record. But what say you at 888-957-9570? Text line 95795. Go ahead with your last point
before
you
were
saying in the commercial.
I'm not saying I don't see any improvement with the Raiders. That's what's maddening, the fact that they're not closing out in the sixth game of this trend.
Mm-hmm.
I know this team's improving. And now I just got expectations weeks later to where
you
got to learn from the Pittsburgh loss.
Yeah.
You
got to
learn from the Bear loss. I'm not sitting here saying I'm blind to the fact that they're improving. But damn it, Zach, this is a win-loss now business more so than ever.
You're right.
And something has to change.
You're right. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't hold them to that expectation.
Okay.
But what I am saying is you should expect that this would go down. I expected this exact season.
Not this close, though, Zach. Now, we thought it was going to be Dennis Allen, 21-10 losses, 28-7.
You didn't. You predicted the playoffs.
Yeah, but not the losses this close.
All right,
you can't say that. You can't say, oh, Guru, they're going to lose close games.
No, this is exactly what I expected.
I didn't hear that.
What's taking place? Well, no. My prediction was not making the playoffs.
And it's crazy, ludicrous.
Finishing 7-9 or 8-8 or 6-10, but also with games that they should have won that they did not because they don't know how to win yet. Now, next year, Guru, if we're having the same conversation.
It's a problem.
It's a problem. Absolutely. Because you should learn from what happened this year. Let's go to the phone lines. Daniel in San Jose. Go ahead, Daniel.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, what's up, man?
So I agree with both of you. And it's what's funny is I'm listening to you, and it kind of sounds like a lot of my Facebook arguments with people who don't really understand what's going on with football. And what's really true is, you know, if you're looking at wins and losses, you're only really looking at, you know, from a mathematical perspective, the instantaneous results. But that doesn't help you analyze anything. What you really have to do, regardless of whether you're in a close win or a close loss, is you have to analyze the circumstance behind that. And, I mean, honestly, if you're going to say it's just wins or losses, then that's that's the same thing as saying you don't want to analyze what's going on. And this Raiders team is really close. And just keep in mind, I'm not a Raiders fan, but I really enjoy watching this team because I'm seeing a lot of pieces come into play that looks like positive development for the future and a long-term type of, synchronization with a team that I think potentially has playoff implications within 1 or 2 years. And I really enjoy and look forward to turning on their games every week, especially because they're in market and I get to watch them. So that's really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Raiders fans have a lot to be proud of because they have a team that is not full of jerks. All of a sudden they got a, you know, it looks like a quality group of people who get along well and look like they have the desire to play well. So yeah, I totally agree with analyzing these close losses or close wins. You have to do that. Otherwise you're just failing to do any work at all, especially from an argumentative standpoint.
Thank you for the phone call, Daniel. I appreciate it. I mean, look, I don't mean to be right. I don't mean to prove you wrong or anything like that. But I do know that not looking at how a game plays out, to me, is silly. And I don't know about not doing work, because I get it. You are in a win-loss basis. And all the people that are anti-Reggie McKenzie, the first thing they do is point out the record. I will point out that he's outdrafted the majority of the GMs in the NFL over the past 4 years. His first year didn't count. He didn't have a pick until the third round. So give me a break on that. In terms of the actual ball club, allow them to learn how to win. You don't think that Cooper is going to go back on games and go, man, if I didn't drop that pass, we won that game. You don't think Latavius Murray is not going, man, if I don't pick up those 2 yards in that Bears game, we don't lose. These guys are going to go back and learn to do what they need to do to win.
You're too young for Welcome Back, Carter, but you saw my hand up. So
what's Welcome Back, Carter?
Horseshack. He'd be in the back of the class, and he'd
you
be
know
like,
it.
Ooh, me.
Is he younger than me?
Yeah. People watch TV, but listen.
I don't watch
anything. Okay, listen.
Very bad when it
attention
comes to
span.
Football
sure.
Yeah.
Listen.
Fact.
So, can't these players learn from week 4?
Yes.
And then when you get to week 9,
yes.
And you're in that same situation that you've learned from.
Yes.
It? So, at the end of the day. I can,
are you looking at the coaching staff?
You know what's maddening? Yeah. Oh, that's all where it's at. You know what's maddening?
Are you going up top?
Is this right now, this campaign, this new regime,
are you going
is two wins better? And I'm going Del Rio. Is two wins better?
You're going all the way to
the
top.
He's the head coach.
All right.
With 4 to play, the Raiders are 2 wins better than last year's Dennis Allen's tragic campaign. Now they could win these next 4. My point is, I'm watching this team play ball on both sides and they're light years better. So it makes me more frustrated, Zachariah, that they're not getting it done. Uh-huh. This team kicked Kansas City's ass, and 50,000 people had to walk out of that building with a loss and their head down. It shouldn't be that way. You got to learn now. You don't get a Groupon and say, last year was tough, and we're going to get 6 automatic wins because we had our heart broke last year. Zach, it doesn't work that way. And again, you're right. If it happens again, then you got a problem. But I got a problem now because it's happening week after week.
I'm just being realistic. That's honestly how I feel. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Let's finish up with Jeff and San Leandro. Go ahead, Jeff.
You know, I listen to you guys. I hear what you're saying. I hear what the other caller said. He's not a fan. So at the end of the day, he doesn't feel the pain. If we go back through the history of the Raiders, Hugh Jackson and all other coaches, it's still the same results. The same results. The only difference
is You don't think it's different now, though, Jeff? You don't think it's different right now?
Oh, it's different. You know why it's different? Because you think you can win.
Hope, though, Jeff. There's hope now.
Hope? How about hope since 2002?
There hasn't been hope. I've never been preaching hope since 2002. You haven't had a quarterback since 2002. Even with Jason Campbell, I wasn't preaching hope.
When Jason Campbell got hurt, that's when the Raider team went down.
They didn't have hope even with him. He was not a great quarterback.
They were on the verge of making the playoffs.
They were six and two. Derek Carr is a great quarterback.
Let him talk.
Jason Campbell is giving you his heart. Go ahead.
He is. I'm agreeing with you. He is. But it's still the same results. The only difference is now I feel we can win. And like I said, I watched this Chiefs game, and I'm like, we're going to win this one. And at the end of the day, if you're not a fan, you don't feel that pain. You just analyze and go to the next game. You go to the next Sunday night game.
But, Jeff, I want the Raiders to be good. I feel it because I talk about it. And I've stood by Reggie. I've stood by Derek Carr. I've stood by Latavius Murray. I wanted, as I call him, Armani Cooper. Jeff, I am with all of Raiders.
Can I ask Jeff a question?
In every game.
Let me tell you something. Reggie McKenzie goes to my church. So he's at church. I try not to bother him. And I see him in the bathroom. And I just tell him, good luck on your picks. Because, you know, he's at church. I don't want to bother him.
He didn't need luck for the past two drafts.
No, hey, like I told you, we're playing better. The only difference is now it hurts more.
Jeff, real quick, what is your most disappointing aspect of all these close losses? We know the pain, but who do you put the blame?
Okay. This is a disappointment because I know the coach's coach. And I like the personality that the Raiders have right now. But what's disappointing is I don't know if the Raiders will be here. So after all these years going through the pain, and I'm still going to be a fan.
That's totally different, Jeff. Thank you for the phone call.
But that was real. He said the pain.
I know, Zach, that's looming.
That pain.
The Warriors are gone. The A's will remain.
I told you, Brody Brazil, he had that nice,
you told me about that.
Yeah. Did I send it to you?
No.
You never get things. But anyway, Jeff, that was poetic, man. It's pain. 50,000 people walking out of that stadium in pain week after week. If you can see Zach's face. Oh, God.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Raj Sharan of ESPNDenver.com will join us also. Breaking news on the Heisman Trophy winner. Saw this coming from a mile away. We'll get into it next. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game.
You're listening to the Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back, Bay Area 95.7 The Game. Alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson, I am Zachariah. We will get to your phone calls, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. And the text line, which I have got to get to. Good Lord, you people. 95795. We will get to that. But right now, it's a pleasure to be joined by Raj Sharan of ESPNDenver.com. You can follow him on Twitter at RAJ_SHARAN. Raj, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good evening, guys.
Yeah, good evening. Let's talk about this Denver Raiders game. Obviously, both fan bases hate each other, and the Raiders are finally doing a good job of being competitive in this rivalry. And last game, the Broncos did not score an offensive touchdown, yet won the game. Also, keep in mind, Sebastian Janikowski missed two field goals, which I will never forget about. But, Raj, when you look at this game and these two teams matching up, how does the fan base feel? How are the pundits, the writers, everybody out there, how do they feel about this team and how much different it is than in the past, you know, decade where they absolutely stunk?
Well, the rivalry certainly has lost luster. I think we all know that over the last years. Although, something to be said, obviously not since Peyton Manning came here, but I know it as down as the Raiders have been over the last 10 years, keep in mind there was that stretch there where I want to say Oakland won three or maybe even four consecutive games in Denver. So the rivalry stayed somewhat competitive, but really until Peyton Manning came to town. Obviously, yeah, Oakland, you know, to at least a Denver fans' perspective, because I know I got it at my station all week. I think people look at the Raiders as a team on the rise with Derek Carr and Mark Cooper and, you know, the weapons that Jack Del Rio is having to play with there. So I think there's a real possibility this rivalry could, kind of re-spark with some juice, over the next few years, because obviously Denver's not going to be able to keep this team together over the long term. All these guys, they'll be able to keep some, but not all of them. And you would have to imagine Oakland with all the cap room they're going to have, should continue to improve. So, hopefully we will get kind of a throwback to the 70s, the late 70s, and then obviously into the 80s and the 90s of this AFC West rapper.
Raj, when I think of, Peyton Manning, I think a team, I think a leader and, you know, teammate. How messy, or is it even messy at all, is the quarterback situation in Denver to where, you know, you hear reports that Manning might actually demand that he come back. You know, would Elway even think about pulling Brock to have Manning come get the reins of the team headed to the playoffs? Or is he so injured that that's not even a worry?
You know, it's not a worry right now because of the injury. It's not a problem that they have to deal with yet. Now Peyton Manning has the boot off. He did some light throwing last week. It's possible, not guaranteed, but possible he may practice a little next week. So I think we're moving more into that range where you begin to have the uncomfortable conversation. They haven't had to do so yet. Now after the Raiders game, they've got back-to-back very difficult contests. They have to go to Pittsburgh. And then Cincinnati comes in for a Monday night game. Unless something really startling happened, I'd be pretty surprised if they would pull Brock and put Peyton right back into the thick of things against some of those tough teams. So they've been able to avoid it now. And obviously for us, from a media perspective, this is an extremely significant story. I would say for the fan base in Denver, I would say 90 to 95% have moved on and they want to keep moving forward with Brock Osweiler, the majority of fans. But as far as the organization themselves, they've stayed relatively neutral through it. They're very cognizant to call this an injury, a very serious injury that Peyton is out with and nothing more than that, and that it's a week to week, situation. But as you had mentioned, I have a hard time seeing them pulling Brock Osweiler, especially as long as the team continues to win. And the difference here, guys, is this isn't just as easy and simple as plug and play that you can just take one of them out and put the other one back in. The biggest difference going from Peyton Manning to Brock Osweiler has not actually been the quarterback play. It's the fact that with Osweiler, Gary Kubiak can actually run his full offense. He can put Brock Osweiler under center, something Peyton Manning was not comfortable doing. That has helped to improve the run game. He can call those bootlegs that he has loved calling throughout the years. Again, something you really don't have the flexibility to do with a 39-year-old Peyton Manning. That is what's opened up the offense. It's not that Brock has come in and he's lighting teams up for 400 yards and five touchdowns each game. That's not what has happened. Really, they've only had to massively kind of open up the passing game in one game, and that was in New England when they were down, and Brock had to bring them back in. But for the rest of the time, it's been an emphasis on just running the football and play action. If you go back to Peyton Manning, well, he can't do those things. So you have to put him back in the shotgun or the pistol. The emphasis has to go right back on the passing game. That's a pretty drastic shift for your entire football team. So it's not just simply changing the guy out. You have to change the entire team. That's why I've felt, and I think a lot of people feel, as long as Osweiler is still winning, there's really no reason for them to make a change, even if Manning winds up getting healthy. But if they are knocked off and upset by Oakland this weekend, and maybe that's followed by a loss to Pittsburgh, and then now you're getting nervous that, oh man, we could have been the number one seed in the AFC, and now we're looking like being the third seed. Then you begin to maybe have some more of this discussion. They've probably got a good 2 weeks before they really have to start to go down that road. But I'm curious to see how it plays out. But I'll say this, as long as Osweiler's winning, I don't see him coming out.
Raj Sharan of ESPNDenver.com. Good enough to join us. Daryl the Guru Johnson and Zachariah here, 95.7 The Game. Raj, when you talk about this defense and the fact that I don't think if the defense was this good, you would even have quarterback controversy when it came to Osweiler and Peyton Manning. But the fact that the defense is this good, you really probably need a guy that is a little bit more safe. Talk about how good this defense is and how much that Super Bowl, when they got, you know, kind of humiliated against the Seahawks, kind of shaped the way the team looks now.
I think you really hit the nail on the head there, because it all goes back to that day against Seattle in the Super Bowl. That was the day that it essentially changed the course of action for this football team. When Peyton Manning had come in previously, they built the entire roster pretty much around Peyton, coaching staff all the way down the roster, to emulate essentially what Indianapolis had done for so long. And depending on your definition of success, it worked. They won a lot of games, they broke a lot of records, but they didn't win the big one, and they were embarrassed in that Super Bowl. And what John Elway did from there was reshape his football team. They put an emphasis on bringing in defensive talent. In fact, since Elway's been on the job, guys, his first pick in the draft every single year has been a defensive player. Their emphasis in free agency has been bringing in key defensive players. And now, I believe this season, you're really seeing the fruits of the labor, especially when you combine the coaching change that helped bring in Wade Phillips to coordinate the defense. It's an extremely deep defense, and it's got a lot of talent. It's as good of a defense as I've ever seen the Broncos have in my time covering the team. The challenge they're going to have on Sunday, though, against Oakland, is they are decimated at specific positions due to injuries, the safety one being the most glaring. Pro Bowl safety TJ Ward, who's actually from the Bay Area, is not going to play in the game. He's got an ankle injury. His backup, David Bruton, who's actually had a really nice, he's had a nice season, and like, he's in like their nickel and dime looks. He's also officially questionable. I would probably lean him more towards doubtful than the injury. He didn't practice all week and was just very limited on Friday. And then Omar Bolden, who'd be the third safety who would come in that situation, he didn't practice all week due to a hamstring injury. He's questionable. So you're down three strong safeties, so much so this past week the Broncos signed a guy named Shiloh Kao, who had played for Wade Phillips 2 years ago, and wound up tweeting at Wade Phillips, hey, when am I going to get a look at all these safety injuries? And they wound up signing him. He may see significant time on Sunday. So the injuries at safety, as I mentioned, also Danny Trevathan, their outstanding inside linebacker, he's not going to play in the game due to a concussion, so they're going to have movement at that position as well. Sylvester Williams, their nose tackle, who missed last week, they think is going to be able to play. He's officially probable, but he's certainly less than 100%. So as good as the defense has been all year, we're really going to get a look at what they're made of in terms of depth, because they're going to be down so many guys. The only positive news on the injury front is that after missing about the last month, I would say, they are going to get back their Pro Bowl pass rusher, DeMarcus Ware. He may not be a full-time player in the game, but he will probably see like 20 to 25 snaps. The outside linebacker spot's been maybe Denver's best on defense this year, with Von Miller, obviously, everybody knows him, but also a couple of young guys, and Shaquille Barrett and Shane Ray. You throw DeMarcus Ware back in, I think they'll have plenty of pass rushers. But the injuries at safety and linebacker are certainly going to be concerning for the defense, and we'll see. We'll see if they can rise up and overcome. They've been able to do it essentially all year long. They've really carried this team to the record that they have. I'd be concerned, though, going into a game against Oakland, where obviously, as we all know, the Raiders always have a lot of speed.
Raj Sharan, ESPNDenver.com. Follow him on Twitter at RAJ_SHARAN. Raj, really appreciate the insight. Thank you for joining us.
Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, guys. And if you ever are feeling bad about the football team there, the basketball team you guys have, I think, has already won more games than the Nuggets are going to win all year.
You think?
So you got that.
You think?
Yeah.
No more than 24 for the Nuggets?
They missed Doug Moore.
They're really bad.
Are they that bad?
They're really bad.
I should have asked you a Nuggets question. All right, we'll do that next time.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Raj. Have a great night.
Okay.
Raj Sharan of ESPNDenver.com. Great stuff there.
Raiders got a chance with all those. It's a mash.
Stop.
It's a mash unit, the Denver defense.
can't be so pessimistic on one end and optimistic on the other.
No, I'm optimistic. I expect the team to win, damn it. That's why I'm optimistic.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Your phone call's next. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game.
You're listening to the Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
It's the real guru right here, Gangstar. DJ Premier. Little before your time, son.
So would I be DJ Premier to your guru?
Nah, nobody's guru. That was the real guru.
Welcome back, Bay Area 95.7 The Game, alongside Daryl, the non-rapper guru Johnson. I am Zachariah. We're taking your calls. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. If you want to react to Raj Sharon of ESPNDenver.com, he had some great stuff coming out of Denver, Colorado, where Guru pointed out very astutely that marijuana is legal.
You said it first. I just...
Oh, you added on to it more than I did.
It's true.
Smoking weed's fine. Edible, stay away.
Whoa, what do we have there?
That's going to double drop of myself. Can I hear it one more time? Just one, though? Smoking weed's fine. Edibles, stay away.
I never believed the edibles
were. That's
true. Do edibles were? I wouldn't know. Edibles, I just, you know what I mean?
I'm
you can't
leave that alone.
Cheech and Chong didn't do edibles.
I'm going to leave?
You know what I mean? It's like
that alone.
Weird science.
Have I not had an experience with you on edibles?
Unless you were at the supermarket in the vegetable aisle. I don't know about no edibles. I don't believe in edibles.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll get back to your calls here real quickly.
Wow.
Coming up at 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock is when we're going to be done. At 7 o'clock, we'll talk Niners and Browns. So Niner Empire, is that what they call themselves these days?
It's Niners right now.
With the plane flying over.
No, that's something else. Boycott.
Is the Blaine train something you're jumping on, like my boy over here?
Oh, I'm ready.
Oh my God. So not the answer. Going into Cleveland and being underdogs tells you everything that you need to know. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. Before we get to the phone calls, Guru, let's wrap up our silver and black and blue and orange talk here in terms of the Broncos and Raiders. I'm a little surprised about the line. I'm not a big gambling guy. You know I don't gamble. I'm not like you. I don't need the...
you understand it, though.
I'm not the 800
Yeah,
number.
You understand the addiction.
When I see the less than a touchdown spread, are you not surprised that the Broncos are not favored by more?
No, not at all.
Or is this a sign of what the Raiders are doing?
With the injuries that Raj just told us about and the fact that with my own two eyes and yours...
Yeah.
We saw the Raiders basically keep Peyton Manning-led Denver offense out of the end zone.
Yeah.
So why would Brock have better luck?
Where's coming back?
Yeah, if knowing his days in Dallas, he'll be done by play nine. But anyway,
okay.
This is a high-octane offense, talking about Derek Carr-led offense, and that's why I get so bothered when I see them, you know, blow a gasket at the end. So I envision a scenario tomorrow where the Raiders put up 20 to 28 points and beat Denver.
Let's go to Byron in Union City. What's up, Byron?
Hey, what's up, guys? I want to talk to you guys about the real disappointment of this year. First off, I threw away every pair of jeans I had and just bought Levi's because the Raiders were supposed to be playing in Levi's Stadium, and somehow at 9-7, we are going to do it because I haven't given up hope yet. But now,
Byron, are you high? Are you high, Byron?
No, not yet. I don't have my edibles yet. But they're cooking them right now. Hold on, gentlemen. Let me tell you about the
you
Raiders.
You think the Raiders should have been in the Super Bowl?
No, I predicted they were going to make the playoffs this year. And hopefully, once you get in the playoffs, who knows? You can be like the 9-7 Giants.
Or 7-8-1 Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen when it happens. But you got to get to that first step. And I thought for sure we were going to do it. And it's a very disappointing season to lose to teams that we are much better than. We are better than Chicago. And we lost to them. That's the pain. We are better than, and we played better than Denver, and we lost to them. We played played better than Kansas City, and we lost.
Yep.
And so that's coaching. So I understand you, Guru. But first off, I want to tell you like this. This is the problem that the Raiders have had for a long time.
You want to fire JDR, Byron? You want to fire JDR?
The Raiders were 8-8 under Coach Campbell. Now, they swept their division. We don't have a problem with Denver and Kansas City. We own them. We have a problem outside. Like, Janikowski misses a field goal in Arizona, and we go 8-8. We lose to the garbage Niners, who are 0-5. The Niners end up going 7-9, and then they fire their coaches, and then they go to the playoffs. So once we beat the Niners last year, I was hoping for a reversal of fortune, and the Raiders would be.
You got to learn how to win, Byron. Thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. You know how much I love Byron in Union City. But come on, man. Come on. Come on. Let's all come up.
Well, the next caller wants to talk about your guy, JDR.
Go ahead, Mark in Oakland. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's up? So, I gotta jump in on this, but I'm gonna give you my background so you can see how reasonable and objective about this I'm being. I'm 42 years old, lived in the Bay Area all my whole life, I'm a 49er fan. So I don't think, cause it's interesting how you guys are arguing this, that Daryl, that he's kind of more emotional, and then Zachariah, your argument that the Raiders, they need time to win, and that's more reasonable and logical. I disagree with that, actually. And I'm going to give you an actual picture of what it would look like if they had a good coach. But first, here's why. Because the Raiders, the Carr would be better this year. He's already got a year of experience. And I'm not attached to the Raiders. I'm not rooting with my heart, like I said.
That year doesn't even count, though, Mark. That year doesn't count. He had no wide receivers.
A second-year quarterback is better. A second-year quarterback is better. But here's what, let me just finish my point.
All right.
No matter what, he would be incrementally at least better. So would the linebacker, Mack. He would be better. He's got a year of experience.
Are they not? Are they not better?
Right. So they should be better regardless of the coaching is what I'm saying. But here's what it looks like when a great coach comes in. It looks like what happened when Harbaugh came in. First year NFC championship, almost won it.
Great point.
That's what it looks like when you have a great coach. It does not look like Del Rio. He looks average pedestrian to someone who's not attached to me, in this case, my opinion. He looks pedestrian and average to poor. And
those guys had years before Harbaugh got there.
What if Harbaugh was
there? They had years before Harbaugh got there in San Francisco. They had years before that.
No one was saying that the 49ers were stacked before he got there. They were like, oh, Smith, we don't know. But no, he made all those guys that made names.
Anybody with a clue knows the Niners were stacked before Harbaugh got there. He loves
stacked?
Yes.
Then why didn't Singletary not win? Because they couldn't.
He was a horrible coach.
Oh, he played every position. I'm sorry, Jeff.
Fact on what?
No, Mark is making an excellent point.
Thank you for the phone call, Mark.
I'm just saying on the 1 through 10 You're scale, right. 10 being the highest, let's not put JDR at 12 right now.
I'm not. I have him at like a 6.
Oh, he's a little better than that. 7.
You're putting him higher than me?
Yeah, to get the team.
Well, then you're improving my argument.
Well, it's not about winning.
My point is Dennis Allen was a 1 or a 0.
We knew that. We knew that. But
you knew that.
To your credit, you gave Dennis Allen a couple years.
I wanted to wait until he actually had talent.
Yeah. And what did Bill Parcells call it? Not vegetables, the groceries.
The biggest thing is you need to be able to see what you're working with on the field. And I know that when, God bless his soul, Al Davis was on his way out. He was trying to win a Super Bowl before he died. I mean, if you don't see you're kidding yourself.
So that makes him more. That makes him aggressive.
He sacrificed.
It doesn't mean wrong move.
He sacrificed the future for the present, even if it was a wrong move. Yes, it was a wrong move, Guru.
But look at the present now. You think you would be happy with these close losses?
Reggie cleared it all out.
All right.
So all the people that are anti-Reggie can go F themselves.
Nobody's
called
that
right now.
Nobody's called and said that, but you're bringing that up.
No, everybody says it. You know how many anti-Reggie people there are?
I'm talking about tonight.
I fought with Mike Silver.
Oh, I saw. And who was the other one?
A very reputable.
The tennis guy, BG.
Well,
yeah, I read that. I read it.
My feuds with Brian Gilbert goes...
Brad.
Brad Gilbert, sorry. I might have messed his name up on purpose.
Oh, okay.
But my feud with Michael Silver, who is on the NFL Network, goes a lot far because he actually covers the NFL. Brad Gilbert covers tennis. I'm the one that sticks up for Reggie because Reggie needed to clear house. All of those deals that he signed, anybody that says he's done terrible in free agency, how many of those deals bit the Raiders in the behind? Would they be able to afford to sign Crabtree to that deal had he not been smart about the deals that he signed with those guys? please,
all right,
on Reggie McKenzie.
All right, you
please.
Gave us the history.
Yeah.
But this season.
I'm with you on that.
You're giving Del Rio a 6, which is it's like schizophrenia.
You said higher.
Yeah, I said 7. You're giving them a 6?
Yeah. Because I'm with you on the fact that they should have won some of those games. They should have won the
Harbaugh coach Raiders. Do they win half of those 3 games, which would have them in the playoffs?
Probably more. But not what the guy said. Probably more.
Well, the 3 games, they're, what is that, 9-3?
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 957-9595. We will take your phone calls on the silver and black facing the Broncos. Also, the Niners game coming up. I want to get into that next. Daryl the Guru Johnson and Zachariah coming back at you, 95.7 The Game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.